Welcoming in Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Brunch, joining us for a terrific Tuesday edition of Mugs in the Morning on KODY. Commissioner Brunch, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tristan. Good morning. Happy Good. Terrific Tuesday.
Amen. Doesn't get much better, does it?
It's fantastic. You know, these we got some precipitation yesterday, and the ground is damp out there now, and it's nice and cool. You can't ask for a better morning.
You can't ask for much more. And before we talk about yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, let's talk about the terrific Tuesday we have in store today. It's a historic day throughout the entire community and throughout the region and for the state as well. The construction commencement event over at Venue 304 for Sustainable Beef LLC, and then a tour of the rail park coming up immediately after that with state, county, other elected officials such as yourself.
Yeah, the rail park thing is big news, but the biggest news is sustainable beef and this construction commencement ceremony that they're doing. This is, in my opinion, the biggest day for Lincoln County, the larger region, in a generation at least.
Absolutely.
Just phenomenal celebration that's going on today. And, you know, how long have we been talking about this?
Oh. And that's in pandemic time, too, so it's like multiplied by three or something in order to really equivalent.
You know, I'm honored. I've been a strong supporter of this Catalyst project from wire to wire, and I've built strong relationships with the founding members of this organization, David Briggs, the CEO. And I've been in lockstep talking at and testifying at public hearings throughout their entire process. They're long and arduous and probably in some ways needlessly complicated process. But, you know, congratulations to them. It just shows the perseverance, the tenacity, the grit of this organization that's indicative and symbolic of our larger region. And just huge kudos to them. I'm so pleased to see where they started and where they are now, and looking forward to what's in store for our community, because this is larger than just them. This is our entire region, really on the cusp of just tremendous growth and prosperity and just great economic impact that will change transformatively who we are for generations to come. And so it's exciting.
Just to show the average person listening this morning just how big of a deal this really is, like you said, it's generational impact, Commissioner Bruns. But among those in attendance today, Governor Pete Ricketts, U.S. Senator Deb Fischer, Congressman Adrian Smith, many others, statewide, countywide, citywide, you name it, they're going to be there today for this big event going on at Venue 304. And this is a project, too, that obviously Congressman Smith and Senator Fischer are very well aware of what's going on, as this is big news for them and for the people that they represent. And Governor Ricketts has really helped out with this project as well in a number of ways. It's been great to see the state allocating some funds to this project.
Absolutely it is. You hit the nail on the head. It's for Congressional District 3, for the entire state, for Senator Fischer. This is huge. Mm-hmm. It impacts directly our number one industry. This is cattle country.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is improving the lives of our cattle producers by having, more shackle space to get their product finished and get it to the market. And it's value-added agriculture, which is what we need. Mm-hmm. It's going to, positively impact the Lincoln County area by over $1 billion every single year. And so I'm pleased to see that. And yes, Governor Ricketts, I'm extremely thankful for him allocating, initially $15 million. Senator Groney, when he was in, went down and helped testify and worked to try to get an additional $75 million. In the end, it came out to an additional $5 million. But, every dollar matters in what they're doing. And so ultimately, they're getting an additional $20 million from the state, on top of a lot of local investment. And
the unsung hero, when we talk about that in the Nebraska legislature, has to be Tom Brewer.
Tom Brewer, absolutely.
If Senator Colonel Brewer wouldn't have picked up this measure in the Nebraska legislature after Senator Groney's resignation, it would have all been for naught. So without Senator Brewer filling in and kind of doing a little bit of pitch hitting for us, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
So exactly. So when Senator Brewer, when everything transpired with Senator Groney, Senator Brewer reached out to me and he asked, hey, what bills need carried? And I said, the one that's going to impact us the most for our district, the entire District 42, is going to be Sustainable Beef's Bill and getting the additional funding for them. That's what we need. It's a catalyst project. The third and fourth order effects that are going to come from this, which, you know, and we got some big news brewing.
Sure,
I'm not going to, you know, allude to anything that's
just what
that's
we
on
know
the horizon.
Is like earth-changing, not to mention what's going to ripple out of that.
It is, and it's exciting. And so he's like, all right, let's do it. And so he picked that bill up. I give him huge thanks.
He is a hero
once again, yes. And so I'm extremely thankful for the collaboration that he provided and working to get that across the finish line, because without him, it wouldn't have gotten across the finish line.
Yeah, blessed to have Senator Brewer, that's for sure, in a number of ways. God bless that man for his service, too, and his willingness to serve yet again and again and again and again and again.
Exactly.
immediately following the Sustainable Beef event, Commissioner Bruns, there's going to be an event, too, that you're awfully excited about, as you've been heavily involved in the Hershey Rail Park as well. This is also big news and maybe being overshadowed just a little bit, but this is still exciting and big news nonetheless. Governor Ricketts and others going to be in attendance at that as well as yourself.
Well, yeah, so it's Manufacturing Month for the state of Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is another thing that highlights the great things that we have going on here in our area, our region, that are going to, you know, again, impact the lives of Lincoln County and the citizens that come here to shop and work and play and so this rail park is something that I've been involved with for a few years now. You know, a lot of hard work from Gary Pearson and his team over at Chamber and Development Corporation, the board of directors that I have the privilege of serving with. We've done a lot of heavy lifting. We're not anywhere close to being done yet, but it's going to be exciting to be able to brief the governor to show him what the state is going to get out of the large investment that we have worked very hard to receive. And so please to go out there. I'm going to be speaking, briefing the governor and his team, as well as members of the public, on the vision that we have for not only the rail park individually, but the overall project and the project that I'm spearheading with the hopeful creation of an Inland Port Authority, which will really, you know, just make that entire development sing. So it's going to be exciting.
It's a big day, Commissioner Bruns.
It's a huge day.
Yesterday, looking at the agenda for the Lincoln County Commissioners, I even said on the air it was a very light agenda. I think it was like, a handful of action items, including the housekeeping, the opening with prayer, things along those lines.
Yeah, so on purpose, by design, there's a method for my madness.
Commissioner Weems, if you're listening, there is a method to the madness. I can confirm for you.
So I kept the agenda really light because, you know, we covered our regular administrative tasks. As the county board, we administer, you know, the work of the county, and it's a strong working board. And so this meeting, as far as agenda items, was pretty atypical, being so light. We ended up we did purchase a vehicle for the assessor's office,
a used vehicle, I might add.
And we really took a hard look at, you know, making sure that we got a good deal on that for the taxpayers. But kept the agenda light because I knew that we were going to have a fairly extended executive closed session. So,
and when it comes to those executive closed sessions, we'll remind the public once again, our five Lincoln County commissioners remain in with that, as does the county attorney or deputy county attorney. And who else is in on that meeting?
So it dealt with some pending potential real estate purchase. So we had an architect in there, Lee Davies, who I think you know.
Yep, I know Lee. He's a good guy.
And we had Rob Stefka with Commercial Investment Services.
Oh, cool.
As well as another individual. But if I give that, it's going to give a lot more information.
So those were the three individuals in there with you, though?
Correct, yes.
We'll call them Mr. or Mrs. X.
Exactly.
And can you tell us about how long the closed session ran, Commissioner Bruns?
Almost 2 hours.
Okay.
So, we were hammering out some details. It'll be on our agenda this next week.
Okay.
So we'll get everything out in the air and make sure that there's good sunlight on everything. Sunlight's the best disinfectant, but just make sure that we needed to hammer out some details
sure.
prior to word getting out to protect the county, to yep. protect the taxpayers. So
yep. there's some sensitive issues from time to time, and we'll have more information on this next Tuesday for the public. But just yep. to verify, this does deal directly with real estate.
Yes, it does.
Within the county.
A potential purchase of real estate. Yes.
Awesome. It's exciting news. So look forward to having you share that news with us again this time next week, Commissioner Bryce.
Absolutely.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, I just I appreciate the community getting out and participating in the Truth in Taxation mm-hmm. Public hearing, the joint public hearing that we had last week.
Over the McKinley, yeah.
Although I did not have to participate. Thank goodness, because of the work that we've done at the county level, working to control spending and decrease our property tax asking and our property tax rate, which I'm extremely thankful of for all of our department heads, our elected officials, and the work that myself and my colleagues have done. I attended, and it was heartening to see the civic participation of taxpayers throughout Lincoln County in attendance. And, you know, I empathize with them.
Sure. You understand those struggles.
I understand those struggles. You know, I put my pants on. I wear blue jeans to work. I'm right there with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hearing the concerns that they have, that they struggle with in the environment that we're in today, especially.
Yeah.
Not just the inflationary environment, but we had multiple agriculture producers in there. And to hear, you know, what the drought is doing to their operations, and to listen to what a tax increase does, an increase in the levy from the numerous political subdivisions that were in attendance, you know, I feel for them.
Yeah.
You take a cattle producer that starts off immediately, they're calculating a calf is born and roughly $87 to $100 is going to property taxes. Well, they're in a drought year. They have to sell off, you know, heifers or some of their cows, and mm-hmm. they're shrinking their herd. Well, that number, that percentage per calf increases dramatically. When it comes to right off the bat what they know they have to pay in property
yeah.
taxes. And so,
and there's some people that are even going to market early. I know our friend Randy Sainer last week said that he's already sold for the year, and that's
yeah.
concerning too. You're at the mercy of the market then too.
Exactly. You're at the mercy of the market. The weights may not be where you want them to be
yeah.
going into market, and so it's challenging. And for the amount of people that were there, I know it was reported about, you know, 100 to 120.
Yeah.
I was estimating more than that. I mean, it was standing room only in the back.
Closer to 150,
I think
say,
it was or? Closer to 150.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, it was a common theme of, you know, we're being taxed to death. And so, you know, I'm pleased with the work that we're doing at the county level. I think it's important for, you know, some drastic changes to be done with the way that our state relies on property taxes. We've got to do some changing. And so that's things that I'm committed to working on.
Yep. Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you as the chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners or any of your colleagues on the board, how can they do so, sir?
Yeah, so the best way to reach me is I'm busy out, you know, in campaign mode as well as work and my duties with the county board.
And most importantly, as a father, too, of some very active
yeah,
kids
I mean,
in our community.
Very active. I mean, I'm at the football games.
Yeah, go Dogs!
Go
that was awesome
what a
Friday,
game.
Wasn't it?
My goodness.
I'm surprised you still have a voice this morning.
I was hoarse. I was hoarse the rest of the weekend, you know, hooping and hollering and cheering on our Bulldogs. You know, I'm a North Platte graduate, class of 2003, so it reminded me of those days when we were in the playoffs and
so you remember what it was like.
Oh man, it was fantastic rooting them on, but very busy. So the best way for people to reach me is on my cell phone, and that number is 308-660-6049. If you have a concern, a question, a comment, you want to bend my ear on anything, reach out, please. 308-660-6049. If you want to, you know, take your time and craft an email to myself or any one of my colleagues on the county board, you can go to our county webpage, lincolncountyne.gov. click on the commissioners tab. There's a lot of great information there from our meeting to our live stream recordings that you can go back and watch. But you'll see our the list of our names. They're in blue. They're hyperlinks. You can click on each name, and it takes you to an email that you can send off to us.
Commissioner Bruns, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy this wonderful, historic day, and look forward to seeing the studio again this time next week,
sir. It's my pleasure. Everybody out there, be blessed. Have a great day.